You are listening to the Winning Edge podcast, where each week we have a conversation with a different member of the Winning Edge Business Networking Chapter located in Spring Hill, Florida.
Welcome to this episode of the Winning Edge podcast. I am your host, Chris Chambers, and I am here today joined with Mr. Johnny Zambrano. How you doing, Johnny?
Oh, doing well. How are you?
Doing well, man. I appreciate you joining us for this episode of the Winning Edge podcast. Now, just kind of outline of where we're going. I want to talk to you about you, see who Johnny Zambrano is. Want to talk to you, obviously, about your business, Gold Galore Diamond Center. Want to talk also, about hobbies that you have, things like that. And then we'll move into a section regarding B&I a little bit, how B&I has impacted you and your business. And then I want to know who are good referrals for you, who are some individuals that you can help, maybe some triggers for us to listen for, so that we know, you know, who we can refer over to you. And then, as we always do, we'll close it down with a rapid fire section. Okay.
All righty.
All right, man. Very good. Well, as always, who is Johnny Zambrano?
All right. Well, I have a wife of about 18 years. We've been together since we're 17. Met online way back before it was cool to meet online. We have two boys together, ages 14 and 16, 8th grade and 10th grade. We live in Spring Hill. We've lived here for nearly 5 years. We both come from Newport Richey. I've been there since I'm 3. My wife has been there since she's born, pretty much, was born in Dunedin. We've been, like I said, in Spring Hill for 5 years now. Love it here, nice and quiet. We own Gold Galore Diamond Center. I've been there since I'm 3 years old when I moved this down this way. And I started working part-time, helping my parents out, in vacations and stuff like that at age 12, and really started full-time there when I was 17. I did leave for about a year and tried my luck in the real world and realized that, my parents were right and I should probably work for the family business to get ahead quicker. So I came back and I've been there ever since. I've been working there full time for right about 20 years now.
Okay. Now, one of the things, yesterday actually, on Facebook, you had posted a video, which was very cool. You singing with a friend of yours who was playing, a couple of different lines with the guitar lines and singing some harmony, with you as well. That's one of your big hobbies, right? Is music.
Yes. I'm a vocalist. I actually am a vocal teacher as well. I've been teaching for over 10 years, not full time, but it's something that I like to do to help singers, good singers, become amazing singers.
Right.
But yeah, that's my love is music and singing.
And it's not, you're not just a vocalist. You, additionally, you play the piano, you play the guitar, you can also play the drums. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
That's really cool. And with piano, you've been playing since you were, a kid. Guitar, you picked up at age 20 or so, right?
Yes. Yeah. I wanted to play guitar when I was younger, but my mom just thought I should stick with piano. So I had to wait till I was on my own to do that.
Now, how much did being able to play the piano, obviously knowing how to read music and all those kind of things, help transition you when you decided you were going to pick up your guitar? How much easier did you feel that made?
I didn't use any of my piano skills on guitar. It was like starting. It was like learning to walk all over again.
Okay, gotcha, gotcha.
That's really the best example I can give.
I did try to pick up the guitar probably around the same time that you did, maybe right around 20 or so. And I had played the piano when I was younger, not to the level that you play, but I did find the guitar was very, very difficult and ultimately just didn't give it enough time to really learn, how to play that. So
yeah, I'm still learning. I'm still I've been taking lessons with a jazz teacher and, he's, opening up things that I never even thought about after playing guitar for 17 or 18 years.
So you play like electric, you play acoustic or bass?
I play electric. Okay. Acoustic is, it's not for me. The string tension is really strong, and it's for me hard to have the finger pressure to push down on the acoustic guitars. But electric for me is the way to go. Plus, I do all kinds of music. Like I trained, I took 10 years of opera lessons, and I've performed opera live. But I do all kinds of music, but my wheelhouse is on the heavier realm of things, hard rock, grunge, heavy metal, you know, that sort of thing. So that's really my wheelhouse and why I play electric guitar.
I got you. Makes sense. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. And then as far as, you mentioned doing some voice teaching as well. What are the genres that you can teach? Does it kind of run the gamut?
I do an operatic. I actually teach what I learned through my opera studies.
Okay.
And being an opera trained vocalist, you can really do anything. Opera is the basically the classical music of voice. And mm-hmm. anytime you want to learn an instrument, whether it be piano, guitar, any sort of woodwind, anything like that, the best way to learn, the best way to become the best at your instrument is to learn the classic, the classical method, the classical music. And opera is classical for the voice. So just because you learn the operatic method doesn't mean you can't sing whatever you want. It just gives you all the tools that you need to sing anything that you want.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, when you're dealing with the opera too, right, you're having to fill up these rooms with your voice. I'm assuming that obviously helps to project. Which obviously, like you said, can really be adapted.
You do learn how to project in opera, that's for sure.
For sure. All right, so very, very good. Now, you're actually a member of a couple of bands as well?
Yes, I have a local band. It's called The Morning. Mm-hmm. We're a progressive rock and metal band. Think Rush, but more modern.
Okay.
That's kind of more like along the lines of what we're like. Mm-hmm. Sometimes a little bit of a darker feel. And then my other band is called Three Headed Snake, and we're out of LA. And whenever I have to do something with them, it's flying to LA, which I've been about 3 or 4 times to do recording, music videos, and most recently to rehearse for our debut show, which was in the UK at a huge metal festival called Bloodstock.
Okay.
And that was our very first show.
How'd it go?
I'm sorry?
How did it go?
Oh, it went amazing. You know, we played on a festival stage. It couldn't have been better,
Are there videos or any recordings of that?
There are some pictures. We're still waiting from the production company, but there's an entire concert video. Okay. We're still waiting back to hear back from the production company on that, though.
Very cool, man. Very
to be
cool.
Able to release it.
And then additionally, some other things you do, you enjoy some boxing as far as for working out and cycling as well. Is that right?
Boxing, weightlifting, cycling. Yeah, I've been really focusing on being the healthiest I could be. So yeah. That's something I do on a weekly basis.
Okay, very cool. Now, let's talk a little bit more about Gogalore, Diamond Center. As you mentioned, you've been around that business since age 3. Your parents, began the business in the early 80s. You started working part-time, I believe you said around age 12, full-time starting around age 17 or so. And you actually have run the business on your own since about 2010. Is that right?
Yep. I've been running the show for 10 years now. April 1st was the 10-year mark.
Congratulations. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I was going to say, a little bit about your jewelry and things. You've been around the business basically your entire life. So.
Oh, man, I could do it with my eyes closed.
Yeah.
Sleeping.
Very cool. So tell us a little bit, what does Gogalore specialize in?
Gogalore is a full service jewelry store. We do, if you can think it, we do it. Anything from full custom work from blueprint to finished product. We carry every type of jewelry you can think of. And if we don't have it in stock, we have catalogs for it, guaranteed. Anything from engagement rings, all the way to gold chains. Very unique selections. We have beautiful pendants that you won't find anywhere else, earrings. And it's all fine jewelry. It's all 14 and 18 karat gold, white gold, diamonds, sapphires, tanzanite, rubies, you name it. It's all the good stuff. It's all the stuff you really want to give as a gift, you know, for somebody you've been with a long time, or somebody who likes to collect jewelry pieces. We have the stuff that you don't find at the mall stores and cookie cutter places.
You actually were mentioning this morning in our meeting that, you know, you may be able to find, you know, diamonds like online at some of these bigger, you know, retailers at a cheaper price, but you're probably going to give up on the quality there. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, you're going to give up on the overall quality because a lot of the diamond houses like Blue Nile and stuff like that. I hate to mention any of them by name, but just to give people example, because, you know, they're the biggest in the online space. They, for the most part, deal in the diamonds that the other places have rejected. That's why they're cheaper. Because a lot of people are very focused on clarity and color when it comes to diamonds, mm-hmm. and they're not quite as focused on cut. So what they'll do is they'll get a cut that is a little off, a little too deep, a little too wide, not quite cut as good as it can be. And they call it the four C's when you're dealing with diamonds. I don't know if you've ever heard of the four C's.
Okay, what is that?
It's cut, clarity, color, and carat, okay? There's four C's that determine the value of a diamond. And cut is a whole quarter of the value. You know, every one of those is equally as important. And a lot of people, when they're looking at diamonds, they come in and they say, well, I want this clarity and this color. And I'm like, well, you know, cut is just as important as the cut and clarity, because the color and clarity, because it has to do with how the diamond actually appears to you, how it sparkles. Mm-hmm. You know, you want a sparkly diamond. There's a picture that we actually had posted on our Facebook. And if you want to hop on our Facebook, it's Gold Galore on Facebook. Okay. But you can find this picture if you scroll down a little bit. I posted it not too long ago. But it shows two diamonds that are exactly graded by GIA, which is the Gemology Institute of America. They're both graded exactly the same clarity, exactly the same color. But when you look at the picture, one of them is very hazy. One of them doesn't have the brilliance that the other one has. And it's simply because the cut wasn't the same. Mm-hmm. So it's super important. It's one of the most important things. So when it comes to buying online, that's one of the problems that a lot of people run into. The diamond, you know, doesn't end up looking the way that they thought it was going to look, you know. So that's the nice thing about buying in person, buying local. A, you have somebody that you can be accountable to, you know.
So obviously, you know, if somebody is looking for a diamond, whether it be for an engagement ring or some other event, obviously you want to make sure as the individual, you know, getting that for them, selling that to them, that they're going to be happy with it, not just in the moment, but you want them to make sure they're going to be happy with it moving forward. So, Absolutely. You know, the four C's, right? You can walk them through that because you've been in this business for so long, you know what to look for. And so you can help kind of tailor the needs of each individual person to what.
Exactly.
Okay. Very cool. And then, you know, you've been in the business a long time. So what is it that keeps you going, man? What keeps you passionate about the business?
Well, we get to deal with people in every stage of their life. You know, we buy a lot. So a lot of times, you know, people are selling because they're having a hard time in life. So we've handed out many, many tissues over the years. And we're kind of, you know, we're people who will listen, you know, when people have things going on in their life, you know, we'll listen and, you know, lend an ear. And, you know, sometimes, you know, people that come to retail stores, they're looking for a counselor too, you know, not that we're certified or anything like that, but, you know, we lend an ear and have a shoulder to cry on for a lot of people. That's one of the things that really is nice about being in business. And the other thing when it comes to selling jewelry is we get to deal with people in every stage of life, whether it be a grandmother buying her grandchildren something for a birthday. You know, we get to learn a lot about the grandchildren, you know, communions, confirmations, people like to buy religious medals, gold rosaries for them, stuff like that. Also, you know, we deal with a lot of young couples that are looking to get engaged. We get to deal with people who are married 60 years and giving the 60th anniversary, you know, so from, you know, every angle, every spectrum, we deal with it. And that's kind of what keeps me going is just kind of the happy moments there.
Yeah, absolutely. No, and even and like you mentioned, even in the other moments, you're able to kind of help individuals through those difficult times as well. So no, it makes a lot of sense. Now let me ask you this: you've been involved in B&I for what, just over a year, maybe 15 months or so?
Yes.
Okay. And what impact has B&I you know, had on your business?
Well, I learned a little bit about myself in B&I, doing room full of referrals.
Okay.
You learn about yourself. You learn how to read other people a little bit better. One of the main things and that's really helped me in my business is looking at it, because I've been doing this for 20 years.
Right.
Is learning how to not only work in your business, but work on your business. Mm-hmm. And that's really helped transform things at the shop. I've focused a lot more on letting my employees do their job and me working on my job instead of watching them all the time. I've worked on, you know, working on the business, you know, the marketing, the getting people through the door. Of course, I'm still working there and doing, you know, managerial type things. But that's one of the things that's really helped my business.
And you have, I mean, you have seen an uptick in your business and not simply from the referrals that you've been given through B&I, but also, again, just kind of thinking differently, right?
Oh, yeah, thinking differently. Towards the end of 2018, it was a little bit of a rough patch.
Okay.
And so at that time, I was considering whether or not to keep going, honestly. Mm-hmm. And I talked to a few people that I know in the business, people who are in the wholesale end of the business. And I also joined a group of jewelers called Jewelers Helping Jewelers. And at this time, there's 20,000 independent retail jewelers in the group. And what we do is we kind of help each other through things, you know, like that, you know, not only that, but we also sell on there, you name it, any, you know, you've been in groups, you know what groups do. But one of the things I did was I talked to one of my friends and he suggested that I post in the group and say that things are kind of on a downturn and, you know, what should I do? And one of the things, you know, that they really suggested was doing a remodel.
Okay.
So I did a remodel. I redid our lighting. You know, we changed the entire store from, you know, counters to what's on the walls, everything. Before, our store, you know, it had a dated look. It was kind of the same look for a long time. There was tons of collectibles everywhere. Kind of when you came in, you couldn't really focus on the jewelry as much as looking around because there were so many cool things around. People would walk around and just look at the cool things.
Right.
And so what I've done is I've made it into a jewelry-focused store. I've gotten rid of all the collectibles and I've made it a place. And people have actually come in and said this exact thing. They said before you couldn't really focus on the jewelry. Now you can. You know, now it's about the jewelry. And so that's what we've really focused on is, you know, making it into a modern day you know, modern looking jewelry store. And that's really helped a lot. It's really increased our business. We've seen a 60% increase in our business over 2019.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Now, one of the things I will mention are you have some commercials which actually show the remodel. Are those available online?
Yeah, they're on our Facebook. Okay. I'm pretty sure they're on our website, GoldGaloreJewelers.com.
Okay.
They're on cable TV as well.
I was going to say, if you can, you know, find it online or even on television, obviously check that out. Johnny showed me one of those videos in the showroom. Looks great. I'm actually looking forward to getting down to your shop once we get on the other side of this whole COVID-19 situation, for sure. And definitely encourage anybody listening to get down there and check it out as well. Mm-hmm. Now, I did want to mention, since obviously there has been some changes in 2020, 2020 is not off to a great start. How has your business changed over the last few weeks, few months?
Well, unfortunately, we're deemed non-essential. So we are not allowed to conduct business in our shop. That being said, I can go in and I can do virtual showroom kind of things where if people are looking for something specific, we can do it virtually and we can send it to them or, you know, meet them outside of the store or something like that. But as far as it goes, unfortunately, we're not allowed to have people in the store currently. So okay. Hopefully when the lockdown ends, which is supposed to be the end of the month, we should be back in business unless they decide to extend it. But yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, obviously, I think we're all looking forward to getting on the other side of this thing.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. Now, that's one of the ways that BNI has changed too. You know, they transitioned over to BNI Online, with the BNI Online platform. You've been involved in BNI for well over a year now. So kind of what are your thoughts on how BNI has transitioned to the online platform for the time being?
Well, I like the online. I like having the meetings on there. I understand having the meetings in person is probably better, just because meeting people face to face is going to always be better than meeting them online. But it is convenient. So it's kind of a toss up for me. As far as it goes for one-to-ones, though, I totally like the face-to-face, looking somebody in the eye in person, sure, kind of thing, as mm-hmm. opposed to the virtual.
Yeah. And obviously, the other part of that is you get to go and visit, other folks, their place of business. They can come and visit your place of business, see how you do things. Yes. So definitely there's a big benefit in that. Sure. Now, what I did want to kind of talk about a little bit is referrals for you. Who are good clients that you can help? You mentioned some of the different aspects or different seasons of life that individuals are going to go in and out of, which you can help, in those different areas. But what are your ideal clients?
My ideal clients are people that are looking to liquidate an estate, looking to, like I talk about this a lot. I think I talked about it last week. People that have, let's say, grandma's jewelry box, and they don't know what's in it. They don't know if it's good or bad. They can't pick up a piece and know the difference of costume or 14 karat. So a lot of people, they'll plop that big old box down on our counter and they're surprised within 10 minutes I've gone through the entire thing. And I've actually picked out of people's jewelry box several $1,000s worth of gold that they didn't even know that they had. Mm-hmm. And have given thousands of dollars that way. So that's one that's very good for us as estates, people looking to get rid of, engagement rings that they don't need anymore. You name it, you name anything somebody wants to sell. People are going through a rough patch and need to sell a piece of jewelry that they have been wearing, just to get by. I mean, that's basically what jewelry is money that you can wear. And, everybody needs to sell sometimes when they're going through some things. So it's helped me personally get through several rough patches, selling a piece of jewelry or something like that. So that's an ideal client. Another ideal client, and probably our best client, is the self-purchasing woman. Women who they've been buying jewelry their entire life. You see a lot of the women between ages, you know, age 35, 40 and up, that, you know, you'll see them wearing a lot of different jewelry, and they're tired of the cookie cutter stuff because they've bought all that stuff in the past. They want to do something custom, or they want to do something that they haven't seen before. That's mm-hmm. our best client, the self-purchasing okay. woman.
Okay. My wife is an estate planning attorney, and she also is a probate attorney. And so obviously dealing with estates is something that she does fairly regularly. So with that being said, I think I'm a little bit nervous to refer her over to you, because I'm afraid she may become that self-purchasing woman that you're talking about.
Well, I'll treat her good. Don't worry.
Fair enough. Okay, so the other thing I did want to ask you, what are some triggers that maybe we can listen for as we end up, you know, talking with clients and customers and so on and so forth? What are some things we can listen for to say, hey, you know what, I think Johnny can help you out?
Well, a big trigger is unique.
Okay.
They want something unique. Another trigger is custom.
Okay.
Like I told you, we do things all the way from blueprint to finished product. Okay. We just finished an eternity band for somebody. They wanted diamonds all the way around their wife's finger. So no matter what angle you look at it, you see diamonds. That usually see that at like the 20-year anniversary or something like that. Custom is very important to us because we really enjoy taking something from somebody's imagination and, you know, making it in real life. Right. We do that with pride. Another thing is trustworthy. If yep. you look on our Facebook, on our Google, you'll see that we have pretty much impeccable ratings on there. Highest paying, you know, when people come in with jewelry, especially jewelry that's resaleable, something I can clean up and flip or, you know, what have you. Highest paying, that's another really good trigger. So those okay. are the things that I could think of off the top of my head.
Yeah, no, that's great, man. Now, before we get into this last rapid fire section, if somebody's listening and they want to get a hold of you for some of these services and goods that you provide, what would be the best way for them to reach out to you?
You could reach out to us many different ways. You can go on our website, goldgalorejewelers.com. We just bought the domain goldgalore.com, so that'll be switching to that pretty soon. But for the time being, Gold Galore Jewelers. And you can contact us through a form on that page. You could call us at 727-856-5084. You can also reach us on Facebook. So those are some ways that people can contact us.
No, absolutely. That's great. Well, as we always do, let's end with a few rapid fire questions for you. What's the best book, could be business, networking, or otherwise, that you've ever read?
To me, the most influential book in my life has been the Bible.
Okay. All right. Very good. And then what about networking trait? What's the most important networking trait in your opinion?
Being there.
Okay. What do you mean by that?
Well, just showing up, you know, being a person of integrity, you know, when you say you're going to be somewhere, be there on time.
Be there on time. Be present when you're there. Don't make excuses.
Exactly.
I got you. Now, if you could kind of go back in time, say to younger Johnny, when you were in business earlier in life, what is one business tip maybe you wish you would learn a little bit sooner?
Don't be afraid to reach out to other businesses. Don't be intimidated by other successful business owners. Everybody starts somewhere.
Okay, very good. And I think you already kind of touched on the kind of the most important piece of advice that you've ever you know, gotten from a business or networking standpoint. But I'll let you kind of talk through that again. You mentioned earlier this idea of working on your business versus in your business. You want to speak to that a little bit more?
Yeah, it's very important, and it's probably the best piece of business advice that I've gotten is working on your business. You know, not just working in it and helping customers and doing the day-to-day things, but the big picture stuff, like the remodel was a big thing for me. Working on networking, commercials, all that sort of stuff is so important.
And, you know, I think the fear that individuals often have with this idea of working on the business versus in the business is, well, if I'm working on the business and I can't be working in the business, if the work's not getting done, I'm not going to be able to grow the business. And you're telling us that since you've kind of transitioned, changed that mindset, your business has grown a 60%. Is that right?
It has. But don't get me wrong. I mean, you definitely have to have something in place for working in the business.
Sure.
If you're the only one in the business, it is tough. Right. But when, you know, every business to grow is going to need employees. So, you know, finding a person that you can trust to work for you in your business and training them properly to handle things as you would in your business gives you the opportunity to work on your business and grow it even further to where you can have more employees.
Right. No, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Johnny Zambrano, thank you very much for joining us for this episode of the Winning Edge Podcast. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. It was my pleasure.
All right, Johnny. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to the Winning Edge Podcast. Please be sure to check out the show notes for contact information for each of our guests, links to their websites, and links to more information about the topics discussed in this episode. Until next week, happy networking!